completes our agenda, referring back to our first public hearing, which was conditional use number 2469, Rehoboth Family Storage LLC.
Yeah, anybody have any questions or thoughts about that one?
Except for holding that record open, just, I think that'll benefit too for the council hearing.
Yeah. Wise.
That was smart.
Because that's going to be a question that's going to get asked again.
All right, so now I need a motion to hold the record open and also defer action.
Yeah, it's hold the record, but let's be specific on that. So it's hold the record open for information from the applicant about their conversations with DelDOT about the points of access to the property.
So I move that we defer action on CU 2469 while holding the record open to receive input from the applicant around the DelDOT decision about the entrance.
Yeah.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2469, Rehoboth Family Storage LLC, leaving the record open to receive additional comments and evidence regarding conversations between the applicant and the Delaware Department of Transportation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And on that, just to be clear, I would just say it's, you know, we don't need an opportunity for the public to comment on that, because that was just a specific thing, and it's only that, you know.
Right, we just wanted it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Our next item is conditional use number 2504, Living Hope Fellowship.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion prepared for conditional use 2504, Living Hope Fellowship.
All right.
Turn it over to council to read my motion.
We've actually done some cemeteries in the past, so thinking that this would be pretty straightforward, I went ahead and helped Mr. Butler with one. So it is that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2504 for Living Hope Fellowship based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, it is appropriate for a church to include a cemetery on its property for its congregation. Two, this property is large enough to accommodate a cemetery in addition to the existing church. The cemetery will have about 200 grave sites and will be limited to people affiliated with the church. Three, the proposed cemetery will not adversely affect traffic, roadways, neighboring properties, or neighboring uses. Four, there are no wetlands on the proposed site. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the cemetery area shall be at least 30 feet from all property lines. Just a side note, that was what was shown on their survey. B, the access road and parking areas for the cemetery area shall be clearly shown on the site plan. And C, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Motion?
That's my motion.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2504, Living Hope Fellowship, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Butler?
Yes for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2464, James Yerke II.
The chairman, I'd like to defer conditional use 2464, James Yerke II.
I second.
Moving seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2464, James Yerke II. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item was change of zone number 2041, James Yerke II.
Just on this, it just strikes me, going back to what we were talking about before, is that this is one of those that seems like, I'm not sure whether it needs approval or not, to be honest, but at the same time, if you're, based on the record, which is thin, admittedly, but if you're inclined to approve it, that would at least, you know, kind of clear the air between him and neighbors and other folks and make it clear that this is what he can do and not do. And to Mr. Mears' point about not having HVAC stuff on there, you can make that a condition of approval, you know, that sort of thing. So
yeah, you might want, where cars were mentioned, you might want to mention something about no loud cars, because sometimes working on cars or cars without exhaust.
Yeah.
He says everything's tagged, so it's past emissions and inspections.
Yeah, but he might have a little race car around there. Just a thought, not mandatory.
We have the precedence being set, but anyway, ZZ2041, James Yerke II, I move to defer.
Second.
Moving to second to defer action on change of zone number 2041, James Yerke II. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for this afternoon. Mr. Whitehouse, any parting words of wisdom or?
Just a reminder that we have back-to-back meetings, and our next meeting is next Wednesday, Mr. Chairman.
Sure is.
The items that were deferred today will not be.
On next week, so they'll be in January, which is fine because the hearings aren't until
February.
Yeah, early February. So
okay, great. All right, anything else for the good of the order?
One last thing, I will not be here next meeting.
Okay.
So just to make everybody clear.
Very good. All right. Okay. Stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing at 4:43.